The following program is sponsored by Protecting Your Retirement.
Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world, stretches miles above sea level and offers climbers an ultimate challenge. In 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary became the first known person to successfully scale the summit of Mount Everest, accompanied by his Sherpa, Tenzing Norgay, a native Himalayan guide who knows the mountainous terrain. It's a Sherpa's knowledge and experience that makes them invaluable. Some believe a man named George Mallory reached the summit of Everest decades before Hillary. Tragically, he did not make it down the mountain. In fact, the majority of deaths on Mount Everest occur not on the ascent, but on the descent. The distinct difference between these two men and their efforts is that Hillary had a guide, a Sherpa, who had the experience and knowledge of the terrain. At Protecting Your Retirement, Don Wales and his team are the experienced guides who can help you reach your financial summit and successfully complete your retirement journey. See how your retirement assets and retirement dreams can work hand in hand. And now, Protecting Your Retirement with your host, Don Wales.
Good morning and welcome to Protecting Your Retirement Radio. I'm your host, Don Wales, along with me, Joy Peterson.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. And what we try to do every week is find material that relates to the job that we have, and our job is to help you have a successful retirement journey. I think most of the printed material we have says that our motto is helping you navigate a successful retirement journey, at least in the financial world of retirement. And what we do is we do not do anything or recommend that you do anything that has any market risk involved. So if you can segregate your assets and your assets that you're still building up towards retirement into what you will need for retirement, and maybe you would be fortunate enough to have some assets that you know you'll never need during retirement. The ones that you think you'll never need during retirement, whatever you do with them is really none of our business. If you want to play the market, you want to play the lottery, you want to loan money to that bright uncle or nephew who has the next Microsoft idea in his head, needs money to promote it, go for it. But money that you will need to produce income to replace the income you won't have from work during retirement is where we are focused, and we want to make sure that we help you place that money where it is never at market risk, any other type of risk except your own pleasure, and have that available to create income for the rest of your retirement, i.e. the rest of your life, or maybe even the life of your spouse. So that's where we are. And what that does is it puts us in a little part of the financial services universe where we recommend, we proudly, honestly, truthfully recommend the use of modern day fixed annuities, because a fixed annuity has no market risk. There's a Supreme Court case from the late 1800s in the United States Supreme Court said that annuities are not a security because all of the risk is assumed by the insurance company issuing that annuity, and therefore they are not subject to federal regulation. We keep reminding people in Washington about that court decision. It's never been overruled or adjusted. And we have in the United States a system where the individual states are in charge of insurance products. The federal government, through the SEC and other agencies, is in charge of investment products, things with market risk. But things without market risk are generally the purview of the individual states. Although once in a while, federal government wants to get involved and take over turf, and we've been beating them back on that. And hopefully we've got them beat for quite a while in our latest tangle with them. So
I was going to tell you a quick story, and we're kind of going to get into this a little bit more later in the program, but got together with an old group of friends I hadn't seen in a really long time, and from my radio days.
Okay.
And a lot of these people are right on the verge of
retiring.
Is
that what you meant by old friends?
Well, no, I don't mean that. I mean, I've known them for a long time. But, you know, a lot of them are approaching that age or have already retired. And they were asking me, what are you doing with yourself? And I said, well, by the way, I do this radio show where we talk about modern day fixed annuities. And it was amazing how many myths I heard when we were talking, and I was trying to, you know, say, well, no, that's not entirely true. And we're going to hit on some of those myths.
We're going to nail down about 24 of them, and we might not get it all done today, but today, and maybe we have to go into next Saturday. You only give us an hour a week.
I know, that's all we got.
We only buy an hour a week, actually. And so, anyhow, we're going to take care of some of those myths.
Right, we'll hit on that a
little
later.
Some of them are just old news that people remember from grandma and grandpa, and some of them are deliberate misstatements put in by people who would rather see all of your money at risk, and we're going to deal with them. Before we do that, we just got a breakdown of 2016, the whole year 2016, insurance premiums that people in America paid, and you know, it seems to me like hardly a month goes by I don't get an insurance bill for a vehicle, my home, my umbrella liability policy, my business policies. I have some watercraft all insured. And so I'm always getting a bill, and my health insurance, my long-term care insurance all come in every month. So anyway, there's a breakdown of 2016 insurance premium. Americans spent $2.18 trillion last year on insurance premiums.
Wow.
Of that, guess what the biggest category was?
I don't think we have to guess, really, do we? I mean, it's got to be health insurance, right?
Health insurance was 42%.
Wow.
Over a trillion. Property and casualty, that's your home, your car, your business property, was 26.4%. That was the second biggest. And then life insurance was 20% of the $2.18 trillion. Annuities were 10.2%, which is still $218, $220 billion going into annuities. We're happy about that one. We'd be happy if all of it went into fixed annuities. We'd be happy if more of it went into annuities through protecting your retirement, our company.
I would love to see the health insurance go down by about half and the annuities go up by about another half.
Yeah, we might all get a raise. But anyhow, and if you want to explore how to pay insurance premiums by putting your money in the safety of modern-day fixed annuities, you should call us, and we're at 913-648-2700. We're locally owned. We operate out of an office suite in Prairie Village, Kansas. Very easy to find. We do work by appointment, but we're on Knoll Avenue, one of the privileged streets that has its own name down on the highway so that you have an easy way getting on it. It has an exit. I think it shares it with that other street in Leawood.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, you can easily find us. I want to talk a little bit about a finely tuned retirement. We have a gentleman we know named Jack Marion. Jack Marion is out of the St. Louis area. He writes a industry piece about fixed index annuities. He's probably, him and Cheryl Wink, who is in Des Moines, are the two most respected people, probably nationwide at least, maybe probably through Canada also, for researching, gathering accurate data, and reporting about modern-day fixed annuities, in particular, fixed index annuities. One of Jack's publications is called The Index Compendium. Not something that you see on the bestseller list, but we read it, people in our industry. But anyhow, Jack comes out with some metaphors or comparisons, analogies once in a while. And he came out with one that I want to, I think enough of it that I'm probably going to read it almost verbatim, and credit to Jack Marion. He used to work on his own car. I tried that once or twice when I was in my teens, but then the car didn't start. So I had to have it taken to the garage and someone else work on it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, although many of the older cars had more personality than the new ones, they also required a lot more maintenance. I'm quoting Jack Marion. I remember the yearly, or even more often, ritual of adjusting the carburetor, replacing spark plugs, wires, and points. I also remember crawling under the car each year to lube the ball joints and check the differential fluid. The good news is that as years have passed, the amount of time you need to spend to make sure your car keeps working got a lot less and less. I don't do any of that. I don't know anyone that does. And I have a lot of friends that are what we call gearheads or car guys. But the cars they're working on are the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, by contrast, the time spent tuning your retirement plan went up. In those days of points and carburetors, the retirement tune-up consisted of remembering that you had to ask for your pension to start when you were ready to retire. That's all you had to do. Your boss put money in a pension plan. Somebody managed it. They told you how much it was going to be. You had to say, okay, boss, go ahead and start it. He turned the key. However, retirement planning today is the equivalent of being shipped the pieces of the car in a crate with a notation, quote, massive assembly required.
It's kind of like the old Johnny Cash song, One Piece at a Time.
One piece at a time. Both cars and retirement planning got more complicated. The difference is with the car, the advances were done by improving the underlying framework, so there was far less chance of a breakdown, while retirement planning actually removed part of the framework, i.e. the pension, and made the tune-up so complex that the odds of a breakdown dramatically increased. It is much more likely for your retirement to break down than your modern-day vehicle. There's retirement roadside assistance that can help you get where you need to wind up. Fixed annuities with guaranteed lifetime income choices provide the framework that the pension used to. Fixed annuities may not have a lot of personality, but they won't break down and leave you stranded in retirement. That's quoting Jack Marion.
Well, if you're interested in some of that retirement roadside assistance, the number to call is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about not sweating the small stuff, and then we'll get into those kind of our own form of myth busting.
Yes.
On Protecting Your Retirement.
Got a call from an old friend. We used to be real close. Said he couldn't go on the American way.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Any good mail today?
Oh, yes. We got an invite for free dinner at that new restaurant.
Oh, what's the deal?
We gotta watch some guy in a fancy suit with a big watch tell how their plan just perfectly fits our situation. Hey, talking about retirement planning, have you called that guy with the radio show, Don Wales? He'll sit down with us in private to see how his firm can help us meet our goals.
Not yet, but I'll get right on it. I have his number here. While I'm doing that, why don't you make reservations at that new restaurant? You know, just the two of us, a little wine, a good meal, and
what?
How about you and I discuss our financial goals? We can skip the group therapy or the free dinner seminars, and we can dress up in our own best clothes.
You are so romantic.
Tired of free meal seminars that turn into endless pressure to accept one-size-fits-all solutions? Call Don Wales at Protecting Your Retirement. You can arrange a private visit where Don's team will be listening to you, helping establish your goals and help you navigate a successful retirement journey. 913-648-2700.
Thank you for joining us for Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson, along with Don Wales. And we say over and over again that we're here to help you navigate a successful retirement journey. And kind of picking up from where we left off of, you know, we set that journey, but you need a little help along the way. And that's what we do at Protecting Your Retirement. It's kind of that roadside assistance, as yes. we were saying, you know, where if something breaks down and you need to have that lifetime income guaranteed, mm-hmm. that's what we're here for. So,
and even under the modern day fixed annuity model, a fixed index annuity, the ones that have a guaranteed lifetime income option, you can actually turn off and on that income. And you can also, on some of our products, our annuity contracts, you can be taking an income for life and then have an emergency that your emergency fund can't quite handle,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you don't want it to handle, and actually go back in and still take some of the contract value of the annuity as kind of an extra little boost along the way. And so I think we'll start calling that, because of the article we just covered, roadside assistance.
Right. If you have if you hit one of those bumps in a road and maybe get that flat tire or whatever and need a little extra assistance, that's what a modern day fixed annuity can definitely fill that gap.
One of the things that we run into, and I think most people who have listened to the show or who know me know that I come from a tax accounting background and mm-hmm. Marketing management background. But anyhow, we run into a lot of people worrying about the pennies and not watching the dollars. And again, an article from Jack Marion, he was writing, "Don't sweat the conceptual pennies, watch the real dollars." And there was an article in a Dallas Morning News of a guy writes the article every week, Tom Morganow. And he answers questions on Social Security, because Tom used to work for Social Security for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, someone wrote in, they were worried that they were going to turn on their Social Security benefits. And sometimes, because of misunderstandings, the Social Security Administration would start benefits a month earlier than when you wanted them to start. And what that might do is drop, if it was a month before your birthday, it could mean that the benefits would be $12 a month less from when they started all the way out until your date of death. And so someone had written in and they said they were really worried, they were upset because Social Security shorted them $12 a month for life, because they turned on the benefits right before a birthday or some thing happened there. Now, here is the financial reality. The average benefit, or the benefit for that person, was $2,628 that they started with instead of $2,640. Or there's a $12 discrepancy. Now, here's the financial reality. In the example, the lost dollars were $12 a month until death, but the person received $2,628 on day one. On a pure dollar basis, the retiree would have to live past age 88 before the lost dollars were truly lost. This ignores the effects of cost of living increases, the opportunity cost, and the actuarial odds that the retiree would probably be dead before he or she breaks even. Most people at that time didn't live to 88 because they should be ignored. The financial reality is we're only talking about $12. Don't get too hung up on it. Now, that was a $12 reduction in a monthly check. Would have taken till age 88 for that 62-year-old to have those $12 a month add up to what they got the extra month of benefits. Now, when we were preparing a lot of tax returns, and our firm prepared about 1,200 of them a year, there was an example we ran into all the time, and I'm going to go over it too. It's another example of reality versus concept. It's an article of faith among financial planners, not including the ones that are protecting your retirement. that it is the height of foolishness to have too much federal income tax withheld so that you get a big refund. Most financial planners would say, don't give the IRS that tax-free loan. Don't have too much withheld. Don't get a refund. Try to break even. Well, first, this advice ignores the reality of economic behavior, that for many people, this is the only way they can mentally trick themselves into saving money. They know if they get the extra money in the paycheck, they're going to spend it. Second, the opportunity cost of this, quote, IRS savings account, unquote, is almost nil. The IRS says the average refund last year was $3,050. If the consumer had instead received and put in the bank those extra paycheck tax dollars and earned a very generous 1%, the consumer would have earned over the year $15.25 in interest.
$15.25.
Right. If instead of getting the refund of $3,050, they had accurately predicted their exact amount of income tax and only had the exact amount of tax withheld.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So average refund $3,050. If they had instead over the every paycheck banked those extra tax dollars and earned 1%, which is very generous. Most
I was going to say, a lot of them aren't even giving 1%.
The consumer would have earned $15.25 in interest. And Jack's, this quote from Jack Marion, whoop-de-doo. does the financial planner really want consumers to lower the odds of their getting a check for $3,050 to possibly earn $15.25?
Well, and then on the flip side is if you didn't calculate it just right, you could end up owing money.
You'd end up owing money.
If you weren't saving money before, you probably don't have it to give to the government anyway.
Right. And so, you know, many people get so hung up on what they think is the purity of financial theory and models that they ignore financial reality. Let's say someone buys a $100,000 multi-year guarantee annuity with a 2.5% rate of interest. Then they found another carrier after they had made the purchase was paying 2.75%. Rather than focusing on the $250 opportunity cost of buying the first annuity instead of the second, they should look at the $1,500 additional interest the money is earning by moving it from the 1% bank account. Let's say the money was in a 1% bank account, the $100,000. They took it out. They put it in the annuity earning 2.5%. That's $1,500 a year. And yet they fuss over the fact they could have gotten 2.75 instead of 2.50. And even though another owner may be second-guessing their decision to move some money from their mutual funds into a fixed-indexed annuity because the funds would be worth $120,000 today. The market's done so well. And the annuity is at $106,000. It pays to remember that tomorrow the mutual fund could be worth only $60,000 while the annuity will retain its value. So you get hung up on the theory, hung up on the small pennies and the dollars, but what you have to not ignore is what actually comes into your pocketbook. You have an extra $2,628 to use today, or $3,050 to use next April, or $1,500 more in a year by using a multi-year guarantee annuity paying 2.5% versus a 1% bank account. Don't sweat the conceptual pennies when you're looking at the real dollars.
If you have any questions about that, or if you would like to come in and sit down with Don and the team at Protecting Your Retirement, the number to call is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com. We're going to focus on some of those myths. We kind of did that with the don't sweat the small stuff, don't sweat the little pennies when it comes to the big financial picture, and we'll talk more about that and start busting some myths on Protecting Your Retirement.
Well, you went uptown riding in your limousine with your fine Park Avenue clothes. You had the Dom Perignon in your hand and the spoon up your nose. Yes, yes, you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to prove it to the crowd. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? All your friends were sort of knocked out.
Welcome back to Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales, and we're here every Saturday along with you to help navigate that successful retirement journey. And part of that is kind of dispelling some myths.
Yes.
And we'll get into that a little bit more in depth here. But one of those, it's not necessarily a myth. I do think that people need to be diverse
right.
in their savings when it comes to their retirement. But there may be a little bit too much emphasis on that buzzword, diversity.
Yes. Virtually all financial professionals will say you have to have diversification. You have to have diversity among your investments. Unfortunately, what most of the brokerage side of the financial services industry is talking about when they talk about financial diversity, they're saying you have to have some stocks, some equities, rather, that are subject to market risk, some bonds, which they downplay the market risk, but they definitely do have a market risk. Interest rates go up, the value of your bond goes down, proven fact. And they might throw in a little bit of fixed income. But when you're talking to most brokers or financial planners, people working in a market risk world of Wall Street, their idea of diversity is stocks versus bonds versus fixed income. And their fixed income is almost never a fixed annuity, but rather the hope that companies who have always paid dividends on stock, or the hope of a municipality that has always made good on their bond payments, or the really far out dangerous hope or wish or dream that a high yield bond will pay what it is supposed to. High yield bond is another word for junk bond. If you get a higher than actual or a higher than normal yield on a bond, and someone's saying, well, we'll diversify your portfolio, we'll get a little bit over in the high income, the high yield bond, they're putting your money at probably as much risk as they would a newfound stock that just came out. So that's their idea of diversity. At Protecting Your Retirement, and in our part of the financial services industry universe, diversity means having ways within your retirement portfolio to guarantee income from insurance companies, i.e. annuities, and better than ever, fixed annuities. Now, only 9% of America is putting a priority on financial diversity, the way we would define it. There is a retirement crisis in America. 1 in 4 baby boomers have less than $5,000 saved for retirement. That's a staggering amount. That's 1/4 of the baby boomers. Considering health care in retirement could cost you over $200,000. Now, that means that 91% of Americans are forgetting to prioritize balance in their retirement plan. Maybe they don't know where to start. We do. To diversify, products like using fixed indexed annuities can offer balance, growth potential, principal protection, and a steady income stream during retirement. Don't let the misconceptions derail your best solution for balance and security. Now, The retirement crisis has become a topic of conversation in the U.S. Some people doubt it really even exists, but there's no doubt Americans need to take more steps in order to ensure a financially stable retirement. New data from the Indexed Annuity Leadership Council shows most Americans are at risk of an unstable retirement. Only 9% are focused on diversifying their portfolio and the diversification, which would include the use of fixed index annuities. Now, if you don't know what products to add to your portfolio, that is a problem. But a study found 22% of Americans are not familiar with the most frequently used retirement products, such as mutual funds, certificates of deposit, and fixed index annuities. 22% they're not even familiar with the basics. In order to address this gap, diversify your financial strategy, you have to consider fixed index annuities as a way to help. Now, while fixed index annuities are a balanced and secure way to receive a steady income during retirement, there are many widely held misconceptions about this financial product, as well as the available income options that they can offer in retirement. And we have a collection, we won't go through all of them today during this program, of 24 fairly commonly held myths about fixed index annuities. And one is, and we're going to talk about it right at the beginning, is that one commonly held myth is that any retirement account can generate guaranteed lifetime income. In fact, 1 in 5 Americans incorrectly believe that a 401k allows you to receive guaranteed payments throughout your retirement.
They don't work like a pension. It's not the same.
No. 1 in 5 incorrectly believe a 401k allows you to receive guaranteed payments throughout your retirement, regardless of how the stock market performs. In reality, only annuities, including fixed index annuities, offer the option to guarantee a steady income stream for your whole retirement. So if you're looking at that balance in a 401k, and you say, oh, that'll provide me so much a year, regardless of what the market does, you're 1 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
You have a misconception. Another misconception is that fixed index annuities are way too complicated. However, almost half of Americans clearly understand the main benefit of a fixed index annuity of providing income for the rest of their lives. It's a simple story. Growth potential without risk of loss due to market downturns and a steady income stream in retirement. Now,
you touched on it just a little bit. I'm going to kind of reiterate what it said. But if I already have a well-rounded portfolio that has a high return, I don't really need a fixed index annuity to provide that.
Yeah, that would be a myth.
Right.
And we're going to call them FIAs, fixed index annuities. FIAs can help create a foundation of conservative growth and are a valuable piece of a financial strategy with both downside protection from market loss and growth potential. They can be a natural fit alongside your existing financial strategy.
Which leads into the next one, that any retirement account can generate a guaranteed income for life.
This is what we hear over and over. You take your retirement portfolio, you withdraw 3 or 4 or 5% of it mm-hmm. a year, you keep increasing that withdrawal rate as you get older, and you have guaranteed lifetime income. It's not only a myth, it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Only annuities can guarantee a steady income stream for your whole retirement. And again, 1 in 5 Americans incorrectly believe a 401k allows you to receive guaranteed payments through your retirement. And probably even more believe that their brokerage account, which has been diversified and carefully and professionally managed by someone who says that's what they're doing and charging you a fee, will provide.
Well, because fixed index annuities offer little to no growth, which we know is not true as well, it does not benefit my portfolio to have a fixed index annuity.
Right. It is true that you give up some upside potential when it comes to fixed index annuities. You get part of the market's growth, but you have a cap on it. The trade-off is you have no market risk. However, the product protects your portfolio from the downside of market swings. Fixed index annuities protect your principal from market downturns while still giving you potential interest credits.
If I'm withdrawing monthly from my retirement account, it's the same thing. It works the same as a fixed index annuity. Is that true or false?
Not really. The fact is, fixed index annuities offer the benefit of a steady income with minimum guaranteed interest credits. It is one of the only retirement products that can help ensure you will not run out of money and you will have a steady income the length of your entire retirement. You can ensure you do not outlive your money with a fixed index annuity, which is different than drawing down any other retirement product.
We're getting to the point where we have to kind of wrap things up for a minute. We'll get to more of these myths, but I want to touch just real quickly on something that we mentioned a moment ago, and that was that 4% rule, that we should be drawing 4% out of our 401k or nest egg or whatever. If we do that over and over and over again with no type of growth at all, we're going to run out of money.
In 25 years, you'd run out of money.
That's crazy.
A lot of people's retirement lasts more than 25 years.
Right. Well, and we hope so. We hope we have a long and healthy
and
retirement.
And along that way, when you're drawing out only 4%, maybe you have some financial emergency. But the really biggest risk I see in that 4% rule, which was created a long time ago, is that if the nest egg itself shrinks in value and you're still drawing out the same number of dollars, if it shrinks by 50% and you draw out the same amount of money, you're now drawing out 8%. That shortens the time by half that you can have money to live on.
If you have a question about something that you've heard on the program today, or if you'd like to come in and talk to Don and the team at Protecting Your Retirement, the number to call is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com. We'll get to more of these myths, and we'll just bust right through them on Protecting Your Retirement.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me.
Protecting Your Retirement is a financial services firm in Prairie Village, Kansas. The firm's goal is to help its clients safely accumulate, grow, and enjoy the funds they will need during their retirement years. The firm's founder, Don Wales, has been in the financial services field for over 40 years. Their philosophy is that those assets a person or family owns that are designated as being for use in retirement should never be subject to stock market risk and should be left to grow until needed or wanted during retirement years. No Protecting Your Retirement client has ever lost a penny due to market downturns. They do not charge fees, and commissions received do not come from your assets. They meet clients in private face-to-face appointments and firmly believe that your financial situation is unique and personal, and that you deserve the personal attention that only financial professionals can deliver. To arrange a private appointment, call Protecting Your Retirement, 913-648-2700. That's 913-648-2700.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song.
This is Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales, and we're going to bust some more myths, but we're going to throw a lot of information here really fast. So if there is something that maybe catches your attention and you want some more information on, the number to call is 913-648-2700.
Right.
You know, my family, and I don't know if there's like some kind of copyright, you know, trademark thing that we'll get in trouble for, but my family really loves the show Mythbusters. We watch it all the time. So ours aren't quite quite as
dramatic.
Yeah, we're not actually blowing things up, which would be hard to do on the radio. You just
we're
hear
actually
it.
Actually, keeping retirement plans from blowing up.
There you go. Exactly. So it's kind of the opposite. But let's go ahead and hit some more of these kind of commonly held thoughts that unfortunately are not true. One of them is fixed indexed annuities are only for people who are risk adverse and the conservative saver.
Actually, we found that not to be true because we have a lot of people who are protecting your retirement clients who have fixed annuities and fixed indexed annuities, and they also have money in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're people who are self-employed and who have really stepped away from what we would usually consider good salaried employment and started up stuff, businesses, and have succeeded and now are planning on their retirement. So the fact is fixed index annuities are for anyone looking to add balance to their portfolio or, again, diversity. One in four Americans understands that fixed index annuities do provide balance and can moderate risk and reward in your financial plan. How do they moderate risk and reward? Well, if you have your Social Security and maybe a pension, maybe other forms of income that are guaranteed for life, and then you add in a fixed index annuity, which has an income choice where you can turn on a lifetime income, and you still have some other money left over. The other money you can then put in the market or take advantage of other opportunities that you see or are told about legally along the way, and therefore you have more balance. So consider the fixed index annuity as a safe money place, but it does have an upside potential because when market indexes grow, that indexed annuity grows, but your money is not really invested in the stock market. They're only using the market index as a measurement to determine how much your annuity will grow each year that you have it.
Which leads into, are fixed index annuities an investment product?
They are absolutely not an investment product. And we run into this with our clientele. They'll say, they'll call up and they'll say, hey, I want to come in, or it's time for my annual review, and I've got my investments with you. Nobody has investments with us. They might have money in fixed annuities with us, but an investment, by definition, has both risk and reward. The annuities do not have the risk side. So they're not an investment product. They do not participate directly in the stock market. 85% of Americans know that fixed index annuities are indexed to a stock, bond, or commodity index. This relationship means your principal is protected even if the market fluctuates. Adding this safety diversifies your portfolio by balancing risk and growth.
Another myth, people buy fixed index annuities for higher returns.
They don't buy a fixed annuity for a higher return. Most people buy it for the safety of the principal from market downturns and the ability to receive a set amount of income monthly to help cover their expenses once they stop working. Now, fixed index annuities have been around since 1995, but what has happened the last 18 years of that time period is that a fixed index annuity has beat out the S&P 500 growth all but 4 years of the last 18. They are not designed to do that. It's only because of the good market experience we've had generally that has happened. So you're not buying the fixed index annuity for higher returns. You buy it for safety of principal and guaranteed income that'll last the rest of your life.
Talking about that with the stock market is really good right now. And yeah, one of the myths we hear a lot, and I hear this all the time from people, is if I get a fixed index annuity or a modern day annuity, I'm going to miss out on the stock market.
That's why balance is so important. Fixed index annuities are designed to provide foundational savings so you can have an income source to pay for the items in your retirement, your lifestyle or your bucket list in retirement. Other investments take a hit as a result of market swings. You don't want your bucket list or your needs during retirement to take a hit. And that is why we use fixed index annuities. If the market soars upward, like the rocket ship it looks like right now, that's good. And if you have money in the market, that feels really good. I have a few stocks myself that are doing well, and I'm happy about that. But that's not the part of money that I...
You know, you mentioned rockets, and I remember the scene from Toy Story, and this is kind of a little bit off subject, but oh well. You know, in the end of Toy Story, when Buzz and Woody, they have the rocket strapped to their chest, and they're going way up high in the air, and then all of a sudden it hits Woody, rockets explode, and you have to come back down.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of the thing with the stock market. It's going straight up.
I thought
up.
The other day we could compare the current stock market, which is steadily rising,
mm-hmm.
you know, goes up 42 points one day, and that's a new world record or a new all-time record with, you know, old little rocket man over there in North Korea sending these rockets out that go upward for or almost lateral for 2,300 miles. And then what do? They drop into the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And
what goes up must come down.
He's a lot more scary maybe right now than the stock market,
mm-hmm.
but let's not be too complacent.
Well, moving on with other myths, one that you hear a lot is that you have to have a large sum of money, a large principal to start a fixed indexed annuity.
No, we don't need a large amount of money to start one. It is good if you continuously add to it. We have fixed indexed annuity products right now that have all of the bells and whistles. They have upfront bonus interest added by the company. They have guaranteed lifetime income riders available. They have the ability to draw out up to 10% a year of your money. They have compounding guaranteed rates of growth and lifetime income value. All of these bells and whistles that we know about and zero fees unless you add an option can be started right now for as little as $5,000. We set one up this very week with just a little over $5,000, and it's going to have about a $500 upfront interest posted, which is vested right away, and so we can start fairly low. We have another company that will actually let you do an automatic debit. Well, most of our companies will let you do an automatic debit against a checking account to add money to your fixed annuity, your fixed index annuity. So you don't need a large principal. Hey, anyone knows the more you have, the better things are. Now, although within the models of the fixed index annuities, there are no real breakpoints. Like if you have over $100,000, you don't get a better rate than if you have $50,000. If you have $1 million, you don't get a better rate because the companies all have 100 pennies and a dollar. They all have to make more in the bond market than what they credit to you. So the bond market doesn't get all excited and giddy when someone has $1 million annuity versus one for $10,000 because the people managing the investments back at the insurance company have to deal with very large amounts. And even the $1 million deposits don't excite them. Mm-hmm. It's the same market they're going to. They have to make the same rate of return in order to share some of that upside of the market with you, the annuity owner. So we get more excited. You know, people bring in big amounts because, as we've stated before, we get a commission based on the amount you deposit, but our commission does not come out of your deposit. But we do better when things are better.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
sure. Another myth that we hear a lot is that fixed index annuities are invested in the stock market.
No, they are not. The money is aggregated with other money at the insurance company from other people. They invest it primarily in investment grade bonds and treasuries. They make a yield of a couple to 3 points higher than what it takes for them to support the guarantees in that annuity contract. So your money is not going in the market, even though you are tracking a market index, most commonly the S&P 500 index, in so that that tracking determines how much each year your annuity will be credited with interest.
Well, we've put a lot of information out in a very short amount of time.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I know. It's been a busy, busy morning. But if you'd like to ask a question for Don and his team at Protecting Your Retirement or sit down and make that appointment, the number to call is 913-648-2700. That's going to have to wrap things up. We still have a stack like this big of myths
that we could
do a whole nother show on this. And maybe we will.
We might do that.
We might just do that next week. We hope you'll join us for that next week on Protecting Your Retirement.
The preceding program was sponsored by Protecting Your Retirement.